Welcome to AI Dispatch, your channel for the latest AI videos on YouTube. If you don't want to miss these updates, please like, subscribe, and share. Peter H. Diamandis sits down with Andrew Yang, founder of the Ford Party. Yang delivers a timeline that conflicts sharply with Silicon Valley's optimistic narratives. He claims we have mere months before mass white-collar job losses trigger what he describes as societal disintegration. His analysis rests on structural evidence about employment geometry and the speed mismatch between technological change and political response. Understanding his argument requires first recognizing his position in the political landscape. Andrew Yang is the entrepreneur and 2020 presidential candidate who introduced universal basic income to mainstream American discourse. As founder of the Forward Party, he focuses on economic disruption driven by artificial intelligence and the structural failures of the two-party system. His perspective combines first-hand campaign experience with direct engagement from tech industry leaders. Yang opens with a claim about the future of work that directly challenges the tech industry's standard messaging. While companies like OpenAI and Anthropic publicly position AI as a productivity co-pilot that enhances human workers, Yang points to internal admissions from these same organizations that contradict their marketing. He cites Dario Amodè and the Anthropic team, who have stated they expect to automate away 50% of entry-level white-collar jobs within 1 to 5 years. This admission reveals a structural transformation Yang describes as the collapse of the employment pyramid. Traditionally, organizations operated with a hierarchical structure. 3 junior associates supported every senior manager. Yang argues this geometry is inverting into what he calls a column. Companies will retain the senior manager and pair them with AI, eliminating the junior roles entirely. The consequence extends beyond immediate job loss. It destroys the mechanism through which senior talent is created. When the bottom rungs of the career ladder disappear, the pipeline for developing expertise ceases to function. Yang then presents a prediction that flips conventional wisdom about economic security. For decades, society promoted college education as insurance against automation, while manual labor was portrayed as precarious. Yang reverses this logic entirely. He contends that in the AI era, the safest jobs for at least the next decade are not in offices, but in the physical trades. His reasoning centers on the gap between information processing and physical navigation. A humanoid robot plumber, he argues, is safe for at least 10 years and probably significantly longer. AI can draft legal documents or write code instantly, but the robotics required to navigate a flooded basement remain exponentially harder to develop. We are entering a period where skilled trades represent economic stability, while the credentialed class faces immediate obsolescence. He notes that unemployment among recent college graduates is already alarmingly high, effectively nullifying the college premium for many. Yang grounds this analysis in personal experience. He recounts working briefly as a home healthcare aide, a job so physically demanding and isolating for such minimal pay that he wanted to quit almost immediately. That visceral understanding of what makes hands-on work difficult and irreplaceable informs his economic thesis. Given this displacement timeline, Yang addresses the macroeconomic response. He reframes universal basic income not as wealth redistribution or charity, but as what he terms a stability protocol. UBI, in his view, buys human coherence. He often illustrates this with a story from his presidential campaign. A woman in Iowa told him she was afraid to volunteer in her community because doing so could jeopardize her disability benefits. That encounter encapsulates the perverse incentives embedded in the current safety net. Yang predicts massive white-collar job losses will hit in 2026 to 2027. In that scenario, UBI becomes the only mechanism deployable fast enough to prevent social collapse. He contrasts this with universal basic services such as free housing or healthcare, which require years of permitting, construction, and bureaucracy. Cash is the only infrastructure that can be distributed instantly when the layoffs arrive. He positions UBI as a necessary precursor to the theoretical universal high income promised by tech optimists like Elon Musk, arguing we will not survive the transition period without it. More surprising is Yang's prediction about who might fund this safety net. While social welfare is typically the domain of federal government, Yang suggests the government is too dysfunctional to act. He argues the initial rollout of UBI could be funded by the billionaires driving the economic disruption. His logic is rooted in pragmatic self-preservation. Wealthy tech founders know the government will waste their tax dollars on bureaucracy and debt service. Simultaneously, these billionaires fear a future where they require armed security to protect their families from a destitute population. Yang envisions a scenario where tech leaders bypass Washington entirely, funding direct cash transfers in regions like the Bay Area or Texas to demonstrate viability and purchase social peace. This inverts the traditional relationship between private capital and public welfare. During the conversation, the host noted that media sometimes portrays Yang as a billionaire. He responded with humor, recounting how his wife reacted by asking, "Where the heck is this $1 billion?" He used the moment to argue that recurring wealth taxes would simply drive actual billionaires out of the country. The anecdote underscores his broader point. He is thinking pragmatically about billionaire incentives, not moralizing about them as a class. Yang's distrust of government stems from what he identifies as a catastrophic tape delay. He observes that Washington operates on a multi-decade lag while AI accelerates exponentially. A single four-year election cycle now encompasses what feels like 40 years of technological change. The political system's refresh rate is structurally incompatible with the refresh rate of software development. This misalignment fuels Yang's belief that the two-party system is vulnerable to disruption. He argues that by 2028, a third-party movement could bypass the traditional Iowa and New Hampshire primary system entirely. Yang revealed that when Elon Musk publicly floated the idea of starting an America party, his phone started blowing up. He confirmed he has DM'd with Musk and spoken with his team about third-party possibilities. The mechanics of this disruption are as radical as the idea itself. Yang suggests a new movement could hold a primary on smartphones, moderated by massive independent media figures like Joe Rogan, breaking the duopoly stranglehold on candidate selection. He believes the appetite already exists, with 50% of Americans identifying as independents. The barrier is not voter demand, but the legacy infrastructure of politics, which he views as just as vulnerable to disruption as legacy media. Yang then entertained a playful vision of what this new primary might look like. He name-dropped potential candidates like Oprah, Mark Cuban, and Matthew McConaughey, complete with a nod to, all right, and suggested Joe Rogan could moderate. Behind the humor lies a serious point about the power of independent media to reshape the political landscape. Finally, Yang identifies a societal trend he calls the death of partying, which serves as a proxy for a broader collapse in human connection. He notes that young people today socialize 50% less than previous generations. This is not merely a cultural shift, it has economic consequences. He links this isolation to declining resilience and the rise of AI boyfriends and digital escapism. In a world where AI offers frictionless emotional support, the friction required to build real human relationships or real businesses becomes a barrier many refuse to cross. Drawing from his own life, Yang contrasts the artificial ease of digital companionship with the rewarding friction of real human connection. Married for 15 years, he noted that real relationships involve growth through navigating friction, and he wants his own kids to build those resilient human connections. This belief in the value of overcoming friction is why Yang argues that grit is becoming the scarcest resource. He advises parents that the most critical economic skill they can teach their children is not coding, but the ability to endure boredom and disconnect from screens. These will be the differentiators in a world drowning in digital abundance. According to Yang's timeline, the displacement of the white-collar workforce is not a distant problem for the next generation. It is a reality arriving in 2026. When we revisit this interview in just 2 or 3 years, the accuracy of his warnings will be undeniable. If you're interested in the video featured in this episode, click the link below to watch the original.